This is a Shock podcast. Shock. A rock star's guide surviving the Malaysian music industry.
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Rockstar's Guide to Surviving the Malaysian Music Industry with me, Darren. Yes, sir, from the band An Honest Mistake. I hope you guys have been doing great and you enjoyed the last episode of the podcast. Now, we've got more coming your way, that is for sure. And this week, we're going to be discussing something really, really, really essential when it comes to being an artist, okay? So, we're talking a little bit about branding, and I know I've spoken about this before in the previous season, but I just wanted to talk about it again. All right, so when we talk about artists in the independent scene, you know, we all fear the word branding, and that is actually not a bad thing. Now, just like brands, for example, like McDonald's or KFC, every brand has their own identity. Now, branding is not just what you sell, but it is also everything else that comes between it, okay? There's just so much to unpack right here, and we're gonna dive right into it right now. Branding right here is really a simple strategy that helps you tell a cohesive story. Now, this includes your music, your look, your story, and of course, right here on the show, it is about music, right? So your music is your brand. So for example, if you're thinking, you know, you want to get into rock, there's a certain kind of branding that comes with it, you know, or metal or hip-hop, and we're gonna discover all of that right now. So there has to be some sort of visual or graphic continuity to help you stand out from the other. So this means the first and most important thing is your band logo, your social media avatar, your website skin, the colors in your album artwork, your press photos, and even your font. They all tell a story, and that is all branding. So even if you've never realized that's what it was, it is. So here are five elements to keep in mind when it comes to branding. So the first one is your logo. Your logo should be legible, unless of course you're going for obscure and hard to read, like black metal bands, right? You know how it looks like roots of trees, and you know, it's just so hard to decipher. But the graphic should also give the person seeing it some sort of idea what you're about, okay? Or at the very least, it should arouse some kind of curiosity. For example, Blink 182, very clear cut, you know, Blink 182. Bring Me the Horizon, clear cut. They used to have the Brutal font, but then now, you know, they've just gone basic fonts, right? So it's not always easy, so you should work closely with a designer on what you want to convey. You know, hit up any of the local designers, there are tons of them, or you can hit, you know, any of these amazing designers that we have right here in Malaysia, okay? Just Google them and you can find them, or just ask a friend who's doing design, okay? So if you want it to be messy and unstable, go for it, okay? If your sound is loud, noisy, and unpredictable, okay? Or if you're thinking maybe you want something minimal, clean, stark lines to match your angular playing style. So all these conversations need to be had with whoever does your design work. Over the years, as a band, An Honest Mistake has always been, you know, that fun, happy pop punk. So when we started out, you know, we went for the brutal style font because it was popular back in the day. You know, it's very graphic in that sense that it's bright. It's got a grunge layer on top of it. So that was how it was. And then we had like a purple t-shirt and then a green dinosaur. All right, so that was kind of the image at that time. Okay, so it went along with our music. And then later on, we had a friend who takes photos for us now, but who's also an amazing designer. He drew a heart, and you know, it looks very grungy, and then together with our band name as well. So now that has become our main logo, the Honest Mistake heart, I would call it. For our subsequent singles and, you know, some of our albums, we've decided to go with something simpler. It goes along for us with the time and the music. So item number two, element number two, is your band photo. Band photos are absolutely important. You don't just want to take a photo backstage, you know, or, you know, take a photo at a party where you can see like a bunch of people at the back. I mean, you can if that's what you're going for, but it's always good to keep it clean. If you can, go to a photo studio or use references from the bands that you like. So your press photo should also show your style, right? Don't dress for your press photo in a way that you don't dress on stage. So conversely, don't dress your band photos as you do to run errands or go to the gym in real life, okay? Especially if you have a specific stage vibe or look. Now, your band photos should be natural and you should look and feel comfortable with how you stand. That's very important, okay? So always get a second opinion. Apart from the photographer, get a friend, you know, somebody you can trust to help you, you know, direct as well. So the location in which the photos are taken and what you're wearing, those are all important elements as well. There's a band photo that I saw recently of a band locally where the spacing, you know, they're just all very far. And then there's a super bike and there's a vintage car, but it was taken like at the backyard of their house, you know, so you can see very clearly that it is taken at the backyard of a house. So, you know, you want to make it more interesting, maybe go to some place that looks like a desert and then compose the photo. That is very important. Another band that I really like is Late Night Frequency. These guys, they go on stage with, they're a dance rock band, so, you know, they've got that 80s vibe as well. So they go on stage with shiny sequin jackets. They've got this whole lit up sunglasses, you know, and the saxophonist goes on stage. I mean, up till now, I still don't know who he is, except he's a Japanese guy. He goes on stage in a monkey suit and he plays with the band. So I think that looks absolutely cool, and that is something that they portray in their band photos as well. So band photo, stage, same thing. And the third one, huh? I just touched on this about Late Night Frequency, stage clothes. Okay, so if you want to wear uniforms or makeup or other band's shirts while you perform, that's fine. Okay, so just remember that it's all part of your branding. Make sure it's legit, real, and it is 100% you, because stage clothes versus going to the gym clothes, you know, they are two different things. For example, if you're going to a gig, you know, you're going for soundcheck, maybe, you know, you want to wear something simpler, by all means go ahead, but always have a set for stage. And we always do that. You know, when we go for soundchecks, usually we're all in shorts and slippers, you know, something super, super casual, because it's just soundcheck. The goal right there is to get your sound right, not get your performance right yet until showtime. So we always have a set of stage clothes. Now, number four, this is something that I feel is pretty important, stage props. Especially if you want to up your game. If you're good with just going on stage and playing, that's fine, all right? Stage props could range from so many things, okay? It could be screams, to a banner, to a backdrop, to a visual or like animation as your backdrop. So venues, for example, like Zep, The Bee, and most venues now, they have either an LED screen or like a projector. So you can think about that as well, because visuals play a very important role. I remember a band called Battle Bloom, they had props for their album launch. You know, they had like waves and like a boat, paper cutouts, but they were all really cool, and they had somebody, you know, moving them and all that, so it looks very, very nice and it looks really cool. For us, we have started doing visuals, and I realize how important visuals are, because apart from, you know, enjoying the band, the colors, the lights from the visual itself, especially if it's animated, you know, it creates a different feeling, and especially if it locks in with your song. So think about all of that, because for us, we started out with purely nothing, and then we had stage banners or screams, right? I went to a printing store, I got a 6x6 banner made, like not one but two. You know, we always had them on stage covering the amps, so all you see would be just the band itself, all right? So it's just the three of us in front and then the drummer. So that's all you see. And that, I feel, made it look very cool and presentable. So everything is clean and clear. All right. And number five, the last one here, is your profile photos. Okay. Basically web properties. Web properties meaning your social media, your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. You know, if you're on TikTok, all these things are important. Okay. So your profile photos, your Twitter avatar, your photo on Instagram, on Facebook, and all of which should reflect your band. Okay. So when an album comes out, post your album cover or your press photo. All right. So all these opportunities can be exploited to tell a bigger story, because at the end of the day, it's all representation of you as an artist. Okay, so when things are consistent, they become remembered as a signature, a hallmark, or a marker. So for me, my signature has always been my hair. So everybody remembers me for my crazy colored hair and also, you know, my crazy stage performance. So I'm not bragging, but I'm just saying that that's how I have decided to brand myself. So people always remember. And it also reflects on all my social media, on Spotify, or on anything that you can find at all that's on the web. So if your web properties are super unforgettable, when people see it, they will remember you. So these are the 5 tips that I have when it comes to branding for you guys as independent artists. So the first one is logo. Make sure it's always clear and it goes along with your music and your style. Number 2, your band photo should always represent your style and it should reflect you being off stage and on stage. And number 3, stage clothes. Okay, stage clothes is absolutely important. It adds to the performance. Number 4, stage props definitely adds even more to the performance. And lastly would be your web properties. All right, so all these things are important, and you know, it's a simple guide to branding for you. So in the future, I hope to see more bands getting their branding right and getting everything right from the get-go. All right, so I hope this episode has been helpful to you, and you will continue to listen to the previous episodes and the episodes to come, and you will tell everybody and share this podcast. All right, so my name is Darren from the band An Honest Mistake, and you have just heard an episode of The Rockstar's Guide to Surviving the Malaysian Music Industry.